My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I've got a great program lined up for you today. I'm going to begin by talking to you about something and sharing with you a message that I delivered back in March. About 5 months ago. I want to show you a picture, and I'll describe this picture for those that are listening to the program right now. This is a picture of a little girl on August 21st, 1968. The Soviet Union invaded the Czech Republic and took it over, much the same way they're doing to the Ukrainians today. And this is the same friend, dear friend, whose grandparents are actually in Kiev, who also had relayed the story of some other friends of the family who were on their way out of one of the villages there in the Ukraine. They were making their escape in their car, bothering no one, troubling no one, just trying to get away from the Russians. The Russians captured them in the car, dragged the husband and the 9-year-old daughter out of the car, shot them both in the head, right in front of the wife, and then proceeded to rape the wife so severely that it took 27 stitches to sew her back up. And she is still, to this day, right now, sitting in a sanitarium because she can't get the images of what they did to her husband and her little girl and what they did to her. She can't get clear of those images. I want to share this message with you. It's going to go a little bit over, a little bit into perhaps the first break, but as soon as it's over, we'll take our break. And there's another film that I've been talking a bit about, but I haven't been playing the trailer to as much as I did a few months back, and I had a check in my spirit about that this morning, so we'll be putting that out to you today as well in this hour. And then I've got some other thoughts that I'll share with you on the other side. But here's my message that I shared, and this is from the 5th of March of this year. And welcome. Great. Thank you so much for taking the time to watch and listen and as I share this story. Listen, folks, this is so critically important for us to get right. I received an email just a little while ago, and I'm debating really whether I'm going to share it. I assume that they probably wouldn't care that I shared it, only because I'm on an email list, and it's out there in public sphere. This is an email that I just received from Gab. The deplatforming of a nation state. The entire nation of Russia is getting the Gab treatment by big tech globalists. By that I mean systematically being purged and so on and so on and so on. Other nations say should be paying attention to this. Are you going to continue to allow your citizens to be controlled entirely by a handful of companies in Silicon Valley? Or is now perhaps the time to start building your own sovereign technology and infrastructure? Which I think is great. That's fantastic. But let's be very clear about who Russia is. And, while it's important, I think that there's free speech, we need to understand who Putin is. Putin's KGB. Russia is a dictatorship. Russia is run as an atheistic authoritarian dystopia. There is still a communist form of government in Russia, and it is ruthless. I was a Russian linguist, and I'll talk about that here in a moment, in the United States Air Force during the Cold War. Our instructors, our teachers were all Russian defectors. In fact, my first Russian teacher, by the way, Здравствуйте, как вы поживаете? Хорошо? Я тоже хорошо. Я изучал русский язык, когда я слушал в авиации. Here's the thing, folks. He was a Russian Jew. No one knew that he was a Russian Jew. They only knew that he was Russian. He was an incredibly talented and gifted young soccer player. One on every team that he played on, was a star, was a standout. Went all the way up to the Russian national team, was on his way to representing Russia in world competitions, traveled all over. And then they found out he was a Jew. They found out he was a Jew. And when they found out that he was a Jew, they kicked him off the team. Not only did they kick him off the team, but they threw he and his family out of the nice accommodations that they were living in because this was a communist nation. This is how they did things. If you were a star athlete, you got treated well, you got fed well, and your family was taken care of. No longer. No longer. And he was put under threats, and he was persecuted, and finally, they fled. They were able to escape. They fled Russia. I sat through hours and hours of conversation and hours of intel about what was going on in Russia, what really happens in Russia, what it's all really about. Ladies and gentlemen, it's terrible. Terrible. So years ago, I was living in Modesto, California, my family and I. And a young lady came to our door, and she was selling encyclopedias. And I noted when she was speaking that there sounded like to me a Russian language. Having, again, been instructed in Russian and knowing some Russian, I always enjoy engaging in with people that are here in America and talking with them a little bit. And so I began to speak with her. Well, of course, she was a little bit taken aback because she didn't expect that. Although I will tell you this, that in Modesto, there is a Russian church, good Russian Christian people, American loving, freedom loving people. And I actually preached at that Russian church. And so we began to have conversation. I invited her in and we talked. And then down the road just a little bit, she came back a couple of different times, and we ended up buying some encyclopedias. And so in those conversations, as a minister, I began to, you know, inquire a little bit about her faith. And she said, oh, yes, she had made a confession of faith. I said, oh, wow, that's wonderful. And we began to talk about that. And she said, yeah, I was in Africa. And I was a little surprised. I said, you were in Africa? She said, yes. She said, I was down in Africa on doing this kind of business that I'm doing now, a little bit different, but I was doing sales and business and sales in Africa. And there was a revival that was going on. And of course, I knew about Christianity, but I wasn't really involved in it at all. But I went ahead and went to that revival. And at that revival, I saw people who were passionate about their faith. And that passion touched me. And so after doing some talking with them and spending some time and some Bible study and listening, I decided to put my trust and my faith in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And of course, I was very excited for her. I said, "That's really wonderful. I'm so glad to hear that." I said, "But I'm curious though as to why you had to go all the way to Africa." And of course, she was in Nigeria, as it were, and I have been to Nigeria myself. So again, we were able to have this conversation. And I said, "Why is it that you had to go to Africa in order to come to faith, in order to find Jesus?" She said, "Well, because the churches in Russia are dead." I said, "Well, I'm curious about that. I would have thought that, you know, after the fall of the wall, that the churches opened. I know that we had Christian missionaries that went over. Billy Graham went over there. We had all these different things that happened. We had schools. I knew about a lot of this stuff because back in the early 90s and so forth, and late 80s, we had been involved with a church that did a lot of homeschooling activities, and different individuals went over there from the church in Texas we were involved in, and then in the church in California we were involved in, and they were doing a lot of stuff over there to evangelize and minister. And I said, I'm really surprised. She said, "Well, you know," she said, "really, no one really, you know, went. The churches were pretty much empty." She said, you know, they went to the Billy Graham, they went to some of those things, they had kids that went to school, what have you, but she said, "We went to Billy Graham, but the people went to Billy Graham because they were really, it was more of a curiosity than anything else." And I said, "Well, that's, you know, I'm still kind of shocked." I said, "After all those years, you know, weren't they excited?" She said, "Look, we had been told for 50 years there was no God. For 50 years, there is no God. After World War II, there's no God." And so many had grown up with this idea that there was no God. And of course, we didn't have freedom. We didn't have liberty. We were oppressed. There was an elite. Even when the fall of the wall took place, it was the elite that ended up owning the businesses and getting the investments. And they were the one whose lives were once again improved. It wasn't the average Russian citizen that benefited from any of that. And so because of that, here we are, and we're saying, "Well, okay, so who is this God?" No, the Russian churches were dead. There was no one that came. For 50 years, they'd been told there was no God. They'd been told it's the state. You bow down and you have allegiance to the state. Look, Putin has just said that. He shut down the media over there. He shut down anyone who would suggest that Russia is invading the Ukraine. That is what's going on. Now people turn around and they say, "Well, yeah, but look at Zelensky. Zelensky shut down the media as well." Zelensky was coming in and battling corruption. Severe Ukrainian corruption. That's why he was elected. All of those people who have supported President Trump, and I was one of them. Well, we understood that Zelensky was coming into the Ukrainian situation much in the same way that Trump came into America, as an outsider and non-political, who was coming in and saying, "Hey, I'm gonna clean up this place. I love my country. I'm a patriot, and I'm gonna clean up the country." And that's exactly what Zelensky has worked to do. I've got a pastor. I spent a lot of time with a pastor over there who is a part of saving Ukrainian orphans and some other ministry that he's involved in. And he's doing regular updates, and he did one with us, and we'll get it back up once we find a platform where we can put it. But the point of it is that, you know, here we have this pastor over there, and I'm talking with him about what's going on. And I started talking with him back, you know, in 2014, 2013, 2014, and getting the update on what was going on back then, and the move, and how they kicked out Putin's puppet, and how Poroshenko came in, and the history. And we talked on Sunday quite a bit about the history between Russia and Ukraine going back all the way to the 17th century. when Russia first began their imperialistic views. Now, under the Tsar, they were, well, they were tolerable, if you will. Tolerable. They still took far more than they gave, but they were tolerable. The Ukrainians tolerated the situation. They gave what needed to be given, and they were relatively left alone most of the time. But as soon as Stalin came in 1932, 1930, 31, 32, that all changed. And 32 to 33, the atrocities of that were horrific. Putin is not a good player. He's not a good person. He's a bad actor. And we need to be very clear in our understanding, and we also need to be very clear in our understanding of what Russian disinformation is about. And the greatest example, and it's used in Pacheco's book, Disinformation, is the story about the Nazi Pope, Pope Pius, because he wasn't the Nazi Pope. In fact, in 1959, you can look this up, he was given the highest award given to a non-Israeli citizen for the 500,000+ Jews that he rescued from Hitler during World War II. But by 1963, because of Russian propaganda, because they needed, see, the problem that Russia was having at that point was, Nikita Khrushchev and others, the problem that they were having at that point was, is that the church within Russia was a problem. It was a thorn in their side. And remember that they had just taken over in the mid-1940s, so now we're only about 14 years into their reign, and they are having some real serious problems because they can't get the Catholic Church to shut up. They can't silence the Pope. The Pope is a real pain in their side. And the reality is that the Russians were not friends to Christians, nor were they friends to the Jews. No, not at all. As I shared the story at the very beginning of this about my Russian teacher who had fled from Russia and who had been given asylum by the United States and was teaching Russian to United Air Force members in a Russian language school, and the persecution that he had suffered as a young man, as a soccer star who was then persecuted because they found out that he was a Jew. Russia wasn't friendly to Christians. Russian wasn't friendly to Jews. Russia wasn't friendly to people of faith. And so Pope Pius was a problem for the Russians. And his close relationship to the Jews made him a double threat. And so they tried to figure out, how do we silence him? How do we make him look bad? How do we turn the world against him? Ah, we know. We will align him with Hitler. We will make him out to be a Nazi sympathizer, and we will then silence the Catholic Church in Russia by using disinformation. And over the course of 4 years, millions of little comic books that they printed up and sent out, and all kinds of propaganda, they literally convinced the world that Pope Pius was the Nazi Pope. An absolute lie. But that wasn't the only thing. They were doing this in a variety of ways, and I've talked about this before on my program. It was Russian propaganda that turned our academia, our academic world, our higher learning institutions into communist and Marxist indoctrination centers in the 1960s. It was Russian propaganda, and it was Russian disinformation, and it was Russian assistance that raised up the radical student groups that took over the college campuses and that overran our seminaries, so that today the majority of our seminaries are following a suggestion that the Bible might have a couple of good things to say about God, Christianity, and religion. And that's the truth. And so many young men who go to seminary with a true call on their lives drop out. And by the time they're done, they don't even have faith anymore. This was all a part of the Russian propaganda plan, the communist plan, the 45 goals of communism to overcome and destroy the United States of America. And Vladimir Putin and Russia are still enemies. Xi is an enemy. The president, Ray something or other, for his name has slipped my mind right now, but Iran, China, the CCP, Russia, these are enemy countries. Now, are there Russian people that are good people? Yeah, I'm sure there are Russian people that are good people that have figured some of these things out. Matter of fact, there are, I know, Russian people that are good people. But let's not get confused in the propaganda and allow ourselves to become propagandists. And I understand this idea of a free exchange of ideas and so forth. But you know, when I was a kid, there was a reason why it was outlawed that there be a communist party. There wasn't supposed to be a communist political party in America. And communism was not to be taught as some positive and glorious thing. Marxism was not to be taught as some positive and glorious thing. There was a reason for that. Because you cannot sit at the table of the devil, partake of his food, and not get poisoned. We are not to have fellowship with that darkness. And we should not be creating platforms that are encouraging the continuing propaganda of Russian disinformation and of Putin's disinformation. Be very careful, ladies and gentlemen. It's thick. It's a lie. Don't fall for it. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Get more at the website, chosengenerationradio.com, and be sure and join us. We'll be back live on Monday for our Monday program.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. 2 Thessalonians 2:11. 2 Thessalonians 2:11. And it says, let me back up for a minute. And I preached a sermon, by the way, this past Sunday. I'm going to be trying to get this sermon up for you. I've noted there's been some difficulties in grabbing it from Facebook, which I find, I don't know, I guess interesting would be a good term for it. Yes, I find it interesting. At any rate, I'm going to try and get it for you. I'll have to, it looks like I'm going to have to actually record the whole thing as I play it. My son recorded it, so it's got a little wobble to the video, but I believe people were touched by the audio. While I'm on that topic, let me just share with you very, very quickly. We had an incredible service on Saturday in Punjab at our base, and I essentially preached the same, very similarly, the same message. And we had just an incredible outpouring. This is the report that Pastor Samuel sent to me. He said, "Dear Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministries family, we thank and praise God that today we had a blessed pastor's conference where 129 pastors came in the meeting. All the pastors were so blessed. Pastor Greg preached a very anointed message from the Bible, and broken hearts were healed, and pastors received new and fresh anointing, and many pastors were healed from back and lower parts of body. One pastor from heart disease. His heart was rapidly beating when he arrived at the meeting. It had been beating for quite some time, very rapidly. And after Pastor prayed, his heart turned to normal. 9 pastors were healed from a fever instantly. 3 female pastors were healed from eyesight problems instantly, and many more were healed. After the meeting, all the pastors were supported financially to each pastor. There was a big issue in the meeting because the projector broke. And that is, so the way we do this is my image is projected up onto the wall, so they can see me, and the laptop is turned around with the camera facing the audience so I can see the audience. And there's actually video and so forth. You can go to my website, go to chosengenerationradio.com, chosengenerationradio.com, and in my area for my blog, click on underneath the little byline that says Pastor Greg Young. If you click on that, it will take you over to my blog section. And in my blog section, there's a post about the miraculous meeting that took place. Click on that, and you will go to the video, and then you can watch the service and watch the video, and you can see all of the men and the women who were there on that day that that God touched. So we're very, very moved by that. We do need some help. If you'd like to help us, you can help us with the projector issue, and we do need some finances for that. So he goes on to say that the projector broke up. We have to buy a new projector for that. We need money so the ministry would be continued. We thank and praise God for Pastor Greg Young, who have been praying and supporting the India Ministries. We're so grateful to you, Pastor Greg, for your spiritual leadership. As our spiritual father and mentor, we are all praying for the family, the radio, the ministries, and all of the sponsors who've been giving sacrificially for the ministry. If the Spirit of God leads you to donate for the ministries, contact directly Pastor Greg Young. God bless you, Samuel. And so you can reach out to us, or you can use the information here on your screen. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. That's PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. You can also go to the website and click on the donate section and make a donation there. You can use Cash App, and that is cash.app/$PastorGregCGR, or Venmo at Pastor Greg CGR, and we'll be very appreciative to that. I'm going to share very quickly this trailer with you. I've talked quite a bit about this changing topics, but this goes to the issue of children, and I there's an article that we put up out of American Thinker that was published on the 20th. In February, I believe it is, of 2020. Let me see if I can go to the website. Oh, here's another article, by the way, while you're there. Woke golfer is set to become the first transgender man to win a coveted ladies LGPA, LPGA. That's LPGA, the ladies Professional Golf Association tour card. Yes, the very first man to go on tour as a golfer wearing the guise of being a woman. Look, there are Aphrodites. There are those who have that chromosome and who have been perhaps taking hormones for a very long period of time. I know someone who was taking testosterone hormones to remain male, and they were basically finally told by their doctor, if you continue at this level, because they were having to increase that every year, and if you continue at this level, it's going to kill you. Your body is rejecting it. Your body is fighting against it. We recommend that you stop. Well, when they stopped, their body reverted to female. No surgery, no extra stuff. I think they may have taken some estrogen, but that wasn't what switched them. That wasn't what changed their body. What changed their body was the fact that they had been being forced, and a decision had been made when they were very, very little, when they were babies, because the doctor didn't know. I know some other friends who adopted a little girl who, in the very first weeks, had both male and female parts visible. And they prayed, and God straightened that out. So, but understand that these are A, rare cases, and B, what I've described to you are cases in which things have naturally worked themselves out. And where actually the intervention of drugs and hormones and man intervening and trying to make the decision and force things was in fact contrary to God's nature and contrary to what was healthy for those individuals. So understand that. Understand that. And understand that there are very clear chromosome differences between men and women and all of that. At any rate, here's what we have. We have a man who is going to be on the LGBTQ tour. We also have, and let me find, so this was in American Thinker, the article that I was headed over there to tell you about. It is sexual predators use same grooming tactics on victims as those now being taught to children in public school. And again, this is, an article, that addresses this. No, this is not that article. Let me see. Teachers discuss tele-grooming, Empire, child grooming, Disney, Twitter replies, Magic Kingdom. Well, that's interesting. Okay, so not groomers. Let's see, G-R-O-O-M-I-N-G, grooming. There we go. Sexualization, pornography, and grooming in schools. Article posted August 17th, 2022. Article source, Amy Contrada. And this is, Washington State legislators introduced four bills to mandate CSE, in schools. This is very telling. In sixth grade, our school started the Flash curriculum. The Flash curriculum, is a curriculum within the comprehensive sex education program is called Family Life and Sexual Health. And it is for grades 4 through 6, 9 to 12 year olds. It begins, here's one paragraph from the Flash curriculum for grades 4 through 6. Intercourse is the kind of sexual touch when the blank is in the blank. It is sometimes called blank intercourse or lovemaking. But lovemaking can mean different things to different people. Hint, hint, like blank intercourse. Imagine what that might be. Blank is what you call it when semen, the fluid-carrying sperm, comes out of the blank. If he blanks during intercourse, or even if he blanks on her, I guess I shouldn't say what that is, but anyway, there it is. Without ever putting the blank inside, sperm can swim up into her uterus. Fourth grade, 9 year olds. 9 year olds. So in sixth grade, our school started the Flash curriculum. I'll never forget the day our male teacher taught us what intercourse was. It was mortifying. We had to sit and hear very personal things with boys constantly joking about it. It made me feel violated, like I was just an object. Since the sex ed curriculum started, those kinds of things go on all year long. This from a girl who was then eighth grade in her testimony before the school board, attempting to suggest, and before the legislature, attempting to suggest, hey guys, don't put this in. It's bad. Well, let me show you, let me show you and let you hear. This is from a film called The Mind Polluters, a documentary. Here you go.
sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once those that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design. It's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. On the pitch. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Okay, so let me make sure. That's not on. Good. Okay. I'll make sure I wasn't getting an echo here and inappropriately. All right. Let me take you to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, because there's some information in there that really pertains significantly to what we're dealing with today. Now, we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, that by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. So who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things, and now you know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And now shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God gave them, or God shall send them, strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. There's a lot to digest in this, a lot to digest in this. So we begin with understanding that God does not want us to be shaken in our mind, troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as the day of Christ approaches. God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Think that with me. Say that with me if you're in a place to do so. God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Let no man deceive you by any means, that that day shall not come, except that there comes a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Well, I don't think that the son of perdition has necessarily been revealed as of yet. I think that there are revelations that have happened. I think that certainly we can see some of the major issues or courses of sin and some of the deceptions that are associated with those things, that are very, very serious and that need to be treated in a serious manner. I believe that that's in part why God called me to do this show, because of these kinds of things being revealed and in what sections or what areas. And there's three major areas that God gave me to address: the area of the homosexual agenda, and for those who continue to say there's no agenda, I hope you saw an agenda when you watched the trailer for The Mind Polluters, but I also hope that you understand the agenda if you've ever gone, and I hope that you will go and look at the overhauling of straight America. And I hope that you'll go to my website and that you'll peruse my blog section that I have up, because my blog section is filled with information about this particular topic and subject matter. And in particular, there is a blog post that I have up that talks about that it has always been about the children and sex. It's not protecting marriage. That's the title of the article. It has always been about the children and sex. It's not protecting marriage. And in there, I break down the problem with the Respect Marriage Act, the repeal of the Defense of Marriage Act, who NAMBLA is and how they play a role in the overhauling of straight America. That's the North American Man Boy Love Association. The quotation from the current Assistant Secretary of Health, who is Richard Levin, who dresses up as a female Marine Admiral or Naval Admiral, which shows you what's happened to our Navy, by the way, and our military. Some of the pictures of scenes of some of the individuals that march in their parades that they do on Main Street in front of children, the entire text of the overhauling of straight America, and then at the very end, a documentary that I encourage everyone needs to see this, and it is the documentary, and it's called From Selma to Stonewall. And if you want to understand this issue, but there's that, there's Islam, there's the radical secular humanism that's in our schools that has attempted to remove God in total. All of that, folks, might line up with this. But at the end of the day, the bottom line, the verse that I want you to specifically think about is verse 11. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. It goes back to Romans 1 and reprobate minds. You need to understand that. And we need to understand that delusion is being sent, and we need to not get caught up in it, but remember the full measure of what Christ has done for us. I'll be back.
These are domestic terrorists.
The six was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
Morgan's been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason. They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, we have a federal search warrant for the property. Come out with
me. I opened the shutters that had the battering rams. I hear, then they told me to come out, a whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, but now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself, total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, hands up, hands up, put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall.
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
Oh! 147 days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.